The West Wind Fire forced an evacuation of Denton, Montana, and then completely devastated that small ag community in late November. 2 dozen homes just destroyed, several dozen other structures, the elevator up in flames. It was an amazing story with winds at 65 or more miles per hour driving this fire into the town, how the local firefighters and some coming from all over the place, as far away as Red Lodge or Missoula, came and gave their assistance, and it was needed. Today we speak with Brock Linker. He's a local farmer, one of the elevator owners, rural firefighter. He's going to update us on how this community is pulling together 2 months later and how the community is actually encouraged by how Montanans have stepped up to the plate for Denton in their time of need. I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and I look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Brock Linker is with us. Another historic event, as I just kind of relate over the past 15 minutes, is that story of the West Wind Fire. And Brock, good morning. Thanks for being here. How you doing? You're taking a breath. It's how long now? It was the late November, so you're 2 months. December? No, not even. You're, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. How you feeling?
Good morning. Yeah. Feeling a lot better now. We've got some snow on the ground, which I think has been a big relief to everybody in the town and the community in the area.
A mental, just that psychological relief, right?
Yep. Yep. Just kind of killed the fire danger finally for the year. So,
yeah.
That's been good.
The local farmer, firefighter, you serve on the fire department board and part owner of the grain elevator in Denton. Were you fighting the fire that morning?
Yeah. Yep. I was a little bit late. I had my phone on silent. I think the initial page went off right before midnight there Tuesday night. And I didn't respond to the fire hall until about 2:30 because I had my phone on silent. I just woke up and happened to see a bunch of texts and calls. So got to the fire hall and kind of went to work and didn't stop for 20, 24 straight hours.
Yeah. What was that first, you walk into the fire hall, Brock, what's the initial discussion?
At that point, spirits were high. We had just, the initial group that went out had saved a house. And things were looking all right. It was windy. It was dark, but, it was manageable, and we were getting on top of it at that point there in the dark Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. Yep. And at that point, it was just a regular fire, so just business as usual.
Gotcha. When did it not become a regular fire?
I'm not sure exactly what time,
Right.
So we pretty well had it out, or so we thought there. Before daybreak Wednesday morning, and about the time the sun came up Wednesday, so did the wind, and the wind was just howling 60 to 80 miles an hour. Everywhere we thought, we were going to be mopping up hot spots all day, all those hot spots kind of picked up in the wind and just started blowing. And before you know it, fire was back on and heading to town.
You ever fought fire in winds like that? I know that in that area it gets windy, and it may be 30, it may be 40, but to get 60, 70, and plus, you ever fought a fire in a wind like that?
No, I haven't. It was just crazy. You couldn't open your eyes without goggles or glasses. Couldn't open the vehicle doors. We've got one fire truck where the doors both got wrapped around the front of the pickup and clapped together around the sides of the pickup.
Wow.
It was just nuts. Like I said, the area that had burned Tuesday night, all the ash and the dirt, the exposed dirt from the farm ground and the ash and all that fine stuff was blowing from where it had burned the night before right towards where it was currently burning. Just so between that and the smoke, you just couldn't see anything.
It's an amazing picture. It is. And then, as I read, kind of relayed an article by David Murray, Great Falls Tribune. He's been doing some good coverage on it there. You felt like as it was coming, you were kind of able to keep it in the area of Wolf Creek and the Gulch. Then the trestle burned. And that spread to the elevators. And from the elevators, it was like a firefall, right?
Yeah, kind of, essentially. Yeah, there was a few different obstacles on the west side of town there that really kind of got us into trouble. There was the elevators burning, and there was a large haystack there that was burning, and basically, yeah, they were all just upwind of the rest of town. So with that kind of wind and as fast and hot as that stuff was burning, it was growing a lot of embers, and you know, they're getting just more burning material just on the rest of town.
Well, I'd come back after a short break here, and we will pick up the discussion because, you know, you wonder how communities adjust to that kind of setback. I want to talk more about actually fighting this fire, too, and what happened on that day, because it was, like you said, a long day, lots of developments, and very much, a stressful, impactful, and historic day, really, for the town of Denton. But I'm wondering, is it a testament to our Montana values, how folks have from all over have pitched in to help. But we'll talk more with Brock Linker as we come on back.
The January 15th deadline to enroll in health insurance for 2022 is approaching. Let Cover Montana help you get coverage. Health insurance has never been more affordable, with most people qualifying for monthly premiums of $10 or less. It's our mission to find you the right plan and get you the credits you qualify for. Phone, virtual, and in-person appointments are available now. Visit us at covermontana.org to learn more. That's covermontana.org. We're here to help Montanans get covered.
We'll talk about a huge benefit event that's upcoming for folks in that community, the community of Denton, Montana, in just a little bit. And also, of course, the Denton Fire Relief Fund is pretty active. We'll get some information on that, too. Brock Linker is with us. Community member, firefighter, sits on the fire department board, and also one of, I think it was four owners of the grain elevators that just left such a visual impression that of when they went on fire. Brock, were you near your elevators when they torched up?
Yes and no. I had, about 1 o'clock that day, I had come back to town. That was when we got the page that all available units, basically statewide, responded Denton. That was kind of the bad moment there when we got the page that multiple structures in Denton were threatened and everybody needed to respond. We all headed back to Denton as soon as we could. And at that point, the elevators were not burning yet. I know I was at one of the first houses that went up in town, and I think from the time it started to the time it was flat on the ground was about 20, 30 minutes. At that point, I went to, it had actually gone through town. Some of it had burned through town rather quickly and was heading east of town. So I jumped in my vehicle and drove out to my house. I live about 7 miles east of town. So ran out to my house quick and got my cat out and my valuables, and then, I don't know, about half hour of that and went back to town. And when I had gotten back to town, the elevators were on fire at that point. And so I pulled up to the football field there on the east side of town, kind of the opposite end of town from the elevators. And I mean, the elevators burning sounded like a thunderstorm or some jets flying over or something, just kind of a loud cackling, kind of a roar. And you could see the ball of flame over the top of town coming off the top of the big elevator there.
The stuff's getting real. What else is going through your mind?
Well, I mean, at that point, I had talked to one of my good friends and another fire department member on the phone, and he had just said, like, you need to get back to town as soon as you can. My house is gone. Your grandma's house is on fire. Like, Lehman Street is on fire, which, you know, I couldn't really picture what he meant by Lehman Street is on fire, you know, thinking it was a house here and there. And then when I got back to town, I could see what he meant. It was basically the entire street. So, it was just a lot, you know. There wasn't much thinking. It was just pretty much spray water on fire.
Yeah, but it's still hard to compose yourself at that point as well. I got to take a break. We're up to it here. We'll come on back and talk more. Like I say, there is a fundraising event that's upcoming that you can take part of, a relief fund. What is that currently sitting at? Like 350, 400,000?
I'm not sure. I think we're well over that, but wow. It's doing really well. Yeah. It's been awesome.
That's good. And again, I appreciate those Montanans who go, Denton, Montana? Yeah, that's my home too. We're back with more Brock Linker after this from Montana for Montana. Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
I know people have spoken with their pocketbooks and given to this Denton Fire Relief Fund. We'll talk more about that. Another big fundraising event upcoming here, and it's turned into a hootenanny with all those musical guests. Brock Linker is with us from the community of Denton, local farmer there, firefighter, part owner of the grain elevators that, you know, we have talked about, have burned there, served on the Fire Department Board. Brock, I appreciate you coming alongside. I want to ask this question. I'm not sure I'm done kind of going through the day of the fire. I think that's very much, it's probably has stayed with you forever, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely moments of it will. Yep.
When they made the call to evacuate the town, and when I'm curious about when people have come back to the town, and their reactions when they saw the devastation. What are they saying? What were the top of mind stuff?
You know, everybody was just devastated, obviously. But being a small town in Montana, everybody's, you know, very, very resilient. Everybody's already ready to get going on the rebuild, you know. It's pretty much like waiting for insurance adjusters to finish all the claims so people can hurry up and get their lives back together. So I think that's a good sign.
Are some of them looking at that and going, it's not for me. I'm out.
You know, I'm sure there will be some of that. There were quite a few older people that lost their homes. I don't know if they would rebuild in Denton at their age or not. So some of that will be pretty tough. Pretty sad, but
yeah.
I do know there's some younger people my age that are definitely planning on rebuilding right here in town. So, it'll be good, I think.
That's good. A question about the other communities that responded. In the couple of people that I've talked to have been involved in that. It was rather fast, and they were all in for you guys too, weren't they?
Yeah. No, that was absolutely overwhelming. You know, there were times that day, Wednesday, like when you get the text that anything available in the state of Montana, please respond to Denton, your heart just sinks, you know.
Yeah.
You fear the worst, and then you get to town and you see basically the worst. But then, you know, within an hour or two or a couple hours, you just, like every fire truck you see has a different name on the door, you know. You never see the same fire truck twice. And it's just because so many people from all over the state showed up so quickly. And, you know, nobody even hesitates in that situation. It was just like it was their town on fire. So
how far away? And, you know, it takes a little while. There's some roads between Havre, Montana, or Denton, Montana, or Shelby. How far away did people come?
You know, we saw Missoula. We saw Big Timber, Red Lodge, Havre. I saw one pickup I filled up with water from Freud, Montana, which, as you know, is almost North Dakota and Canada.
Yeah.
So, pretty much everywhere, all corners of the state.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. You guys also had to deal, you talk about filling up, I mentioned it, you guys had to deal with a loss of power, too, in fighting that fire.
Yes. Yeah, we actually had to evacuate our fire hall early on, because it was pretty close to a lot of the stuff on the west side of town that was hot and smoky, but also because we had no power. We kind of set up a base camp on the football field, and everybody started bringing generators and lights. And
just historic stuff, man.
It was just another layer of difficulty on top of everything else we were dealing with. Yep, the losing of power.
Did you get some of those kochia fires from the shrub? Did you get, I talked about that earlier. Did you see those Mexican fire brushes rolling around?
The rolling.
Yeah, the weeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some of that, and people were talking about, firefighters were talking about cow pies that were smoldering, picking up and flying through the air like Frisbees.
Wow.
On fire in the wind.
Is this fair? Can I ask, have you guys thought about, I know you part owner with others in that community of those elevators. Are you guys thinking about rebuilding?
You know, I don't know. My dad and I own that one together. We were kind of talking about either you know, using our insurance money to restore the remaining elevator in town and making that more functional, or yeah, possibly putting up some other new grain storage in town. I don't know if we would build a new elevator necessarily, but it would definitely be nice to, there again, if we're going to build something, I wouldn't mind building it right in town, just to, you know, help fill some of the holes in Denton.
encourage the growth, and because there is an opportunity here as well. If I'm a kind of a bright side, look at the bright side sort of thing, or the silver lining. You guys have an opportunity. There's some funding coming in. Let's talk about that before we run out of time here too. People have contributed pretty generously to the Denton Fire Relief Fund. Is that the main one out there? I think I talked with Bo, one of your associates earlier, and he said that they recognized early on that they had to get a handle on the relief funds, because it could come and go in many different areas. So that was the first part, right? When people said, I want to help financially, was to make a central point for that.
Yep. And that is the Denton Fire Relief Fund at Opportunity Bank. So you can make a donation at any Opportunity Bank branch across Montana. So that's been awesome. There were a few other GoFundMes and a few other private fundraisers that made quite a bit of money as well. But that Denton Fire Relief Fund at the bank was the main one.
How, before we talk about how you're going to spend that, you're going to grow that with a big event upcoming. And like I say, it looks to me like it's going to kind of turn into a hootenanny.
Yep. Okay, so Friday the 21st of January, starting at 4 p.m., there will be a silent auction and live music, as well as food and drinks. I think there are four or five bands lined up, and they're going to play live music all night during the silent auction. And then the next day, the 22nd of January, starting at 11 a.m., there's going to be a live auction and kind of just a you know, social gathering. There will be food and drinks again, and just tons and tons of awesome auction events to bid on. Pretty much anything from a weekend at Chico to hunting out of a helicopter. I mean, there's just stuff all over the board.
Some pretty high value stuff. That's at a live auction.
Yep.
Okay. And where's it going to be located?
This is all taking place at the fairgrounds in Lewistown at the Trade Center.
Okay. So that's Friday night and Saturday. Who's going to be jamming?
I'm not even sure what the bands are. I should know that, but it's not on my list of info.
All right,
here.
Right. Yeah. We have to compartmentalize. I'm not on that committee. That's fair answer. Okay. So that's the fundraising event upcoming here. And I was talking with Bo. He said some pretty high value stuff, as you were noting too. Can people outside of the community take part of that, or is it basically you're saying the Denton Fire Relief Fund is the place for that kind of outside help?
Anybody can participate in any of this stuff. Yep. If you would like to see the list of prizes, I think the best place to go would be the Facebook page for the auction, and that is on Facebook, the Denton Fire Relief Live Event Facebook page. They will be posting different items you can bid on. If you would just like to make a straight financial donation, still the Denton Fire Relief Fund at Opportunity Bank.
How's that money being spent?
As far as I know, it will be first given to victims that have lost a home. And I think they'll go from there. I don't know if anybody's even figured that out yet. Just because there's still so much help coming in, you know. But, I think as far as that goes, first priority will be families that lost their home.
And that I know that insurance will play a part of this as well, and managing those funds. That's where it can get difficult, and it can get, you know, maybe tricky for some people personally. I'm hoping for the best that you guys have cool heads prevailing in the direction of those funds.
Yep. I'm sure they will be. I did hear that the Central Montana Foundation will be in charge of distributing those funds, and they've done a great job with that over the years. So
yep.
I think it's in good hands.
Yep. Good. I believe in that too. Again, it's 6 weeks or so. What are some takeaways for your fire department, for your community? You're a member there, a community, a firefighter on the fire department board, you know, small business owner, local farmer. What are you guys gonna, how do you turn this negative into a positive?
Well, I think, you know, it's just got to be a learning experience as far as fire mitigation goes and readiness. We've had just a terrible summer of fires anyway, so I know the fire department has been looking to add a couple more trucks to the fleet and, you know, equipment-wise, be a lot more ready. As far as our volunteer fire department, we're up to like 26 guys on the roster now, you know, which some years in the past 10 years, we've had as few as probably 4 or 5 guys is all. So we've got a lot of enthusiasm and motivation on the fire department, which is great. That'll help a lot. As you can see around the country, this is happening in multiple places. We've had one fire like this in Kansas and one just the other day in Colorado, very similar situations. So I guess the big thing is we'll be ready for the next time, you know, which is pretty much all we can do, I guess.
Yeah. Brock, thank you. You know, give everybody some encouragement from us out there too. I mean, don't you feel, aren't they encouraged by the response from across the state?
Yeah, definitely. I think as much of a negative as it was, it really spun into a positive really quickly, just from the outpouring of support from all over the country and the state.
Is the governor made a
fire to raising money? It's
governor made a visit. Did that help?
Yeah, I think so. I know the insurance auditor was there as well, and he's been very helpful in helping deal with everybody's insurance claims and
Downing
and all that. But I do think it was good for them to see the damage firsthand. Yeah.
Brock, thank you. Best of luck to you guys. Okay.
Yep. Thank you for having me and let me spread the word.
Yep. It's the 21st, 4 p.m., silent auction, 22nd, live auction. That is going on in Lewistown at the fairgrounds there. You can also, if you want to help out, the Denton Fire Relief Fund. And I can direct you, too, if you want to call me or text me here at Tom at VoicesOfMontana.com.